This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe.
One day longer! One day longer!
Vermonters may be used to the sound of picket lines and striking workers these days. It's now been 2 months since some 1,700 union workers at Fairpoint Communications walked off the job. Both sides are at an impasse over changes the company wants to make to pensions, health benefits, and work rules, and there's no end in sight. So far away from the picket lines, workers must adjust to the financial challenges, the emotions, and the sounds of life on strike.
I have a wood stove cranking. My goal was work. Now, I look at it as my goal right now is to make sure we're not burning oil or wasting money. So my whole look on life is way different than it was 2 months ago.
This is Derek Whitney of Jericho, who'd been with Fairpoint for about 6 years. And it's not just heating the house with the wood stove. As we sit at his kitchen table, he tells me how he had to sell his truck, how his wife started babysitting to make some money, how they've told their three kids Christmas will be tough this year.
It can be depressing, and I'm worried, and I think my family is scared. I look at them sometimes, and I don't know what to say. But so I have to look at it like we're going back.
When you're the sole breadwinner for a family, there are certain expectations that you put on yourself. There's certain emotions that come with that. And I'm wondering how you've changed the way you think about your role since all of this started.
In my role has changed. A good example was my wife and I were talking one day, and I think I said something about how I was proud. And my son was there, and he looked over and said, why are you proud right now, Dad? Because you're not, right now you're not even working. And, you know, that, how do I look at my son? How do I explain to people I know and to my family that we're not doing good? I have a 14-year-old daughter, and I know it's some of it's her age, but she just looks at me, and sometimes I can tell she's disgusted with me. But I know deep down, she knows what's going on, and I love her. She loves me, and I think deep down, she's embarrassed.
Is there ever a part of you that regrets going on strike, or that says maybe this is not the right way to go?
There are no doubts whatsoever. I do believe that what's happening has to happen. The company will not negotiate. It's made its decision, and it is offering what it's offering, and it is unwilling to change.
Some of the things that Fairpoint is asking from the union are working conditions that a lot of Americans have. I mean, not a pension, they have a 401k. They have to pay something toward their health care versus your old contract. You guys didn't pay anything toward it. The company paid it. So what do you say to folks who see the strike going on and they say, hey, those are the working conditions that we have. Why isn't it good enough for these folks?
Part of what we've always had is some sort of job security. We have things in place where Fairpoint can't come in tomorrow and say, we're changing things and we're going to lay you off. And
you're saying they want the freedom to use non-union workers, yes, instead of you guys.
And to get rid of us as they see fit. They want to get rid of other things. They want to get rid of the pension. They want you to pay for health care. Those are things that can be negotiated. I don't mind paying for some of my health care. I don't mind at all. Other people that say we're greedy because we want these things, they should be fighting for the same things.
You've been talking about some pretty tough financial times for your family this holiday season, also some really stressful emotional times. Sure. How much longer can you guys hold out?
I look at it like I'm holding out till it's over. And if I have to work crappy jobs right now, I'll do what I can. I'll do whatever I can. And that's how I look at it.
That's Derek Whitney of Jericho, a Fairpoint worker who's been on strike now for 2 months. VPR did request an interview with Fairpoint CEO Paul Sunu, but the company declined. Sunu has said publicly this week the company would, quote, respond to any serious counterproposal that meaningfully addresses the company's core issues. This is VPR.